I have a question about love. If love is the response to the values you hold and see in another one, why then didn't you fall in love with Ayn Rand? And why did Ayn Rand fall in love with Frank O'Connor, since another man very well could understand her philosophy better and therefore hold all the values that she had? First of all, as far as me, you have to hold the context. You wouldn't say that if I was 7 and she was 97, even assuming I could appreciate all of her knowledge and originality. Love involves a feeling on each side that you are equal as persons, as characters, as achievers. Not equal in the sense of what you've done at work or how much knowledge you have, but equal in your ability to face life and the way you look at life. And I certainly never felt that. I was 28 years younger than Ayn Rand. From the very beginning, I was a student at her feet, taking notes, running home to copy down whatever she said. She was my guide, my support when I was down or unhappy with graduate school. If I had troubles, even down to financial troubles, she was in effect my mother for many, many years. And it would have been impossible within that context. Now, I did sometimes feel a certain romantic admiration for her, just for the power of that she radiated, the self-confidence. But it was more like for a work of art, an animated work of art, her perfection. But I did not have, let's put it this way, I didn't have the self-confidence, the growth, the self-esteem to even imagine that. Also, she was very happily married, and I very much admired her husband, and that's part of the context. Now, with regard to why didn't she marry another man who understood her philosophy better, romantic love is not a function of how much knowledge the other person has or how much philosophy they understand. Many, many objectivists have a tremendous understanding of objectivism, and I'm utterly cold to them. I don't like them as people, but they understand a tremendous amount. In regard to romantic love, the crucial issue is what Ayn Rand called sense of life. Someone who, in a most personal way, looks at life, values things, estimates people, movies, etc., the same way you do, has the same way of facing life, the same soul. Not the same content of the mind, but the same soul. So you can feel, you know, in Aristotle's terms, it's your alter ego. It's you in another body, rather whether they understand or not. I've had relationships with people who understand objectivism, and that was important, and also with people who did not understand or even know anything about objectivism. The issue is not a person's philosophic understanding. The issue is what they are in their basic sense of life view of themselves, what they want out of life, and what I want. Do I feel this is me and I am her in that fundamental sense? And that certainly Ayn Rand felt with regard to Frank. If you ever saw his painting, it was startling. And he started late in life. It was startling how much was in common between his painting and her novel. The freedom and the assertiveness and the metaphysical laughter and the violence of the color, the drama. You could see in these two media juxtaposed the kind of basic soul affinity that she, of course, saw in a great many different ways.